Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Russia retaliates.
Feels very much like the first few days of the war.
Secret January 6th tapes.
Extremists mobilized by politicians.
Bloody crackdown in Iran.
Many of them are children and they're being killed.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Explosions in Ukraine, a punishing and deadly response from Russia as bombs fall on cities far from the front lines of the war, including the capital, Kyiv. This follows the explosion over the weekend that took out a bridge in Crimea, a key supply link between Russia and territory it illegally annexed. CBS's Charlie Daggett has the latest.
Thunderous explosions shook the heart of the Ukrainian capital this morning, right in the middle of rush hour, leaving streets near the central Maidan Square in flames. This was purely punitive, meant to strike terror in densely populated urban neighborhoods, close to government buildings, even hitting a children's playground. A terrified young woman posting on social media after the first strike captured the ferocity of a second blast, but she appeared to have escaped serious injury. The gloves came off in a coordinated assault across at least 10 cities, like Dnipro, in Lviv, and again overnight in Zaporizhia.
North Korea says its recent barrage of missile launches was the simulated use of its tactical battlefield nuclear weapons to hit and wipe out potential South Korean and American targets. Leader Kim Jong-un has signaled he will conduct more provocative tests. Audio has emerged that was recorded by one of the police officers injured during last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. It comes from a meeting with Republican lawmakers after the attack and ahead of what could be the final hearing for the House panel that's investigating.
I was trying to convey to everybody I knew.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy is heard on it. He was asked at one point by the mother of an officer who died why then-President Trump didn't call off the mob. Injured officer Michael Fanone says South Carolina's Lindsey Graham said at the meeting officers should have shot rioters in the head. Fanone was on CBS Mornings.
He did kind of fly off the handle and say that we should have shot all these protesters in the head.
What did you think when he said that?
Well, I told him I appreciated his enthusiasm, but, you know, there's very specific guidelines that dictate law enforcement's use of force.
4 weeks from tomorrow, the midterm elections, many close races seem to be tightening up. The latest CBS News YouGov battleground tracker shows the fight for Senate control amounts to a toss-up. CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvato says a handful of contests will determine the outcome.
Wisconsin and Arizona are two Senate races out of, I think, five that will ultimately determine control of the chamber. They're both close for reasons that are across all of these races, and that is, it's the economy against abortion.
Now to Iran, where deadly demonstrations against the country's hardline regime are into a fourth week. CBS's Roxana Saberi has more on how some people are risking their lives to help injured demonstrators.
Death to the dictator rang out across Iran for a fourth weekend in a row. Schoolgirls chanted, "Woman, life, freedom." Activists say security forces appear to be getting more brutal, even firing pellets at school kids. Most of the injured fear going to the hospital because there some have been detained.
They'll show me a picture of their injury
and they'll say, what do I do?
Sometimes Dr. Kayvon Mirhadi says many injured Iranians have even reached out to him in New York on Instagram, appealing for medical advice or referrals to doctors he trusts in Iran.
It goes from bullets to pellets, bird shots.
So you're basically walking injured protesters through what they need to do to treat themselves.
I have step-by-step kind of instructions on what to do with burns, with bullets. I put posts on gunshot wounds to the chest.
Despite the risks, resistance is spreading. Some shopkeepers are going on strike. Hackers interrupted state-run TV with the message, join us and stand up. And more women are symbolically strolling the streets without the required headscarves.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is one of three men to share the Nobel Prize in Economics for their research on banks and financial crises. Douglas Diamond and Philip Dibvig are the others.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Facebook says as many as 1 million users may have had their login information stolen. The parent company Meta says its researchers discovered more than 400 malicious apps designed to steal the Facebook data. The company's reaching out to users who may be at risk. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is under fire for saying Democrats are pro-crime and suggesting those who commit crimes are black.
They want reparation because they think the people that do the crime are owed that. They are not owed that.
That came at a Nevada rally with former President Trump. The Democratic Party does not support reparations for descendants of enslaved people, but President Biden says the issue should be studied. Some members of the Los Angeles City Council are calling on the council president to resign.
It's an accessory when we do the MLK parade.
After leaked audio emerged from a closed-door meeting with Latino leaders, during it, council president Nuri Martinez made racist comments and criticized other council members. The Democrats issued an apology and says the comments were made in frustration and anger. Two 17-year-old boys were shot and wounded outside the home of New York Republican candidate for governor Lee Zeldin. Zeldin and his wife were not home at the time, but their teenage daughters were and were not hurt.
At what point are we supposed to talk about the crime on our own streets? I'm standing in front of crime scene tape in front of my own house. You can't get me more outraged than right now.
Zeldin has made crime an issue in his campaign ads. Police believe there's no connection between the shooting and the family residence. In Newport, Oregon, police are investigating the discovery of three hand grenades with explosive labeling that washed up on a beach last week. It's believed the white devices are simulators that create battle sounds but are not deadly, but how they got there is not clear.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects, but there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Let's take a ride this morning on some bad roads.
Overall, about 10% of the country's roads are in poor condition, but some states are far worse. That found in a new analysis from Money Geek.
California ended up the worst condition roads in the country, followed by Rhode Island, Nebraska, Wisconsin, New York.
But on the other end of the roughness scale, says Money Geek's Doug Miltz.
New Hampshire boasts the lowest road roughness. Alabama comes in second for smoothest ride to the grocery store.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Why were San Diego Padres pitcher Joe Musgrove's ears so shiny last night?
Joe Musgrove is kind of looking over there at the manager of the Mets, wondering what this all about. And checking his ears.
On ESPN, the Mets had him checked for sticky stuff during a dominant shutout performance that sent San Diego on to the National League divisional playoffs. The umpires found nothing. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.